Words of Life Devotional. Monday, 12th of January, 2026. Reverend Ikau Eshin. Topic: You have become God's divine partner. Scripture: 2 Peter 1:4, The Passion Translation. As a result of this, he has given you magnificent promises that are beyond all price, so that through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience partnership with the divine nature, by which you have escaped the corrupt desires that are of the world. As a child of God, remember that you are a recreated spirit, you have a soul, and you live and function in and through a physical body. The Word of God sometimes uses terms like house or temple to refer to your body. Your body is largely driven or controlled by your five senses of sight, smell, hearing, tasting, and touch. The real you, however, is your spirit. You are a spirit being. You need to understand thoroughly who you are as a spirit being. Why? Because this is the true essence of you that got born again and received the divine nature of God. Hallelujah! At the time of the new birth, your body and soul didn't change. It is your spirit that changed because you got infused, baptized, or immersed with the Spirit of God. It is needful to bear in mind that the Spirit of God carries all the nature or characteristics of God. Your new spirit, therefore, carries all of God's divine nature. You are now a divine partner with God. What an experience! What an association! Let's ask ourselves, what normally happens after we get born again? First of all, your desires change. The nature of God in us begins to affect your desires. Inwardly, you want to love God more and please Him and do the right and godly things. You now want to mix with other Christians more. You also begin to hate sin and all wrongdoing. Generally speaking, you start loving godliness. Also, your awareness of God's provision for you through grace gets stronger and more real as you walk, relate, and cooperate with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12 reminds us that, "For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us." The Passion Translation. This comforting, encouraging awareness now becomes more real, affects your attitude, and strengthens you from within. Praise be to God. His presence and divine nature now resides in you. You and I have become partakers of God's divine nature. You are not just a human being. You are a divine spirit, having a soul and living in and through a human body. Therefore, you are supplied with supernatural strength from within by the Spirit of God who dwells in you. That's why you can produce the supernatural in all you do without struggling. You now represent your Father on earth and the Lord Jesus in particular. You are the channel through which men and women can be blessed, impacted, and touched by God's presence and power at work in you. This is who you are and how important you are. Confession: My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am a spirit, I have a soul, but I live in a human body. I am born of the Spirit. I am supernaturally empowered for supernatural exploits. I am God's vessel, anointed to bless and impact others with the life of God. I am wired for victory continually in Jesus' name. Amen. Further reading: Philippians 1:3-9, the New King James Version. If you have read this devotion and you know you are not born again, saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link https://lifeconventionministries.org/salvation-invitation.